Hi, my name is Nicole Suarez. I want to say thank you for listening to my podcast. I will be producing a 5-series podcast related to a child mental illness of my choice. And the mental illness that I choose to speak about is bulimia nervosa. The reason why I'm choosing to speak about this topic is because I feel that everyone nowadays is very aware of anorexia nervosa. However, no one really is speaking about bulimia, and I think it's just as important as anorexia. Obviously, they're all important, but I think this topic needs to be spoken about a little bit more. What is bulimia nervosa? Bulimia nervosa is an eating disorder commonly referred to simply as bulimia. It's a serious condition that can be life-threatening. It's generally characterized by binge eating followed by purging. Purging can occur through forced vomiting, excessive exercise, or by taking laxatives or diuretics. People with bulimia purge or display purge behaviors and follow a binge and purge cycle. Purge behaviors are also include other strict methods to maintain weight like fasting, exercise, or extreme dieting. People with bulimia often have an unrealistic body image. They're obsessed with their weight and are intensely self-critical. Many people with bulimia are on normal weight. Many people with bulimia are of abnormal weight or even overweight. This can make bulimia hard to notice and diagnose. Research indicates that roughly 1% of women and 0.5% of men will experience bulimia at some point during their life. It is most common in women and especially common during the teenage and early adult years. Up to 20% of college-age women report symptoms of bulimia. Performers are also of greater risk for eating disorders, as are athletes whose bodies and weights are closely monitored, and dancers, models, and actors may also be at higher risk. Now, the most common symptoms of bulimia include long-term fear of gaining weight, comments about being fat, preoccupation with weight and body, a strong negative image, binge eating, forceful vomiting, overuse of laxatives or diuretics, use of supplements or herbs for weight loss, excessive exercise, stained teeth, calluses on the back of their hands, and going to the bathroom immediately after meals, not eating in front of others, and withdrawal from normal social activities. The complications from bulimia can include kidney failure, heart problems, gum disease, tooth decay, digestive issues or constipation, dehydration, nutrient deficiencies, and electrolyte or chemical imbalances. Women may experience the absence of menstrual period, also anxiety, depression. Drug or alcohol abuse can also be common with people in bulimia. Now, these symptoms, the binge/purge cycle associated with bulimia can dominate daily life and lead to difficulties in relationships and social situations. Bulimia, like I said previously, can cause serious physical complications as well. Because of the frequent vomiting, can cause problems with teeth, and people may go to lengths to make themselves sick that could cause them harm. Laxative misuse can seriously affect the heart and digestive system. People with bulimia may also experience symptoms such as tiredness, feeling bloated, constipation, abdominal pain, irregular periods, or occasional swelling of the hands and feet. However, as sufferers often maintain a normal weight and often hide their illnesses from others, it can be very difficult to spot from the outside. Moreover, people with bulimia are often reluctant to seek help. As with other eating disorders, people around a person with bulimia will probably notice changes in their mood and feelings before seeing any physical change. They may also be preoccupied with and secretive around food and feel self-conscious about eating around others. Low self-esteem, irritability, and mood swings, and feelings of guilt, shame, and anxiety, especially after a binge, are also very common. What causes bulimia nervosa? Bulimia really has no known cause. However, there are a couple of factors that can influence its development. People with mental health conditions or a distorted view of reality are at higher risk. The same is true for people with a strong need to meet social expectations and norms. Those who are highly influenced by the media may be at risk as well. Other factors include anger issues, depression, perfectionism, impulsiveness, and past traumatic events. Some research suggests that bulimia is hereditary, or it could be caused by a serotonin deficiency in the brain. Now, how is bulimia nervosa diagnosed? Your doctor will have to do a variety of tests to diagnose bulimia. First, they will conduct a physical examination. They may also order blood or urine exams, and a psychological evaluation will help determine your relationship with food and body image. Your doctor will also Your doctor will also use a criteria from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. The DSM-5 is a diagnostic tool that uses standard language and criteria to diagnose mental disorders. The criteria used to diagnose bulimia includes recurrent binge eating, regular purging through vomiting, persistent purging behaviors like excessive exercising, misuse of laxatives and fasting, deriving self-worth from body weight and body shape. Binge purging, purging behaviors that happen at least once a week for 3 months on average, not having anorexia nervosa. The severity of bulimia can be determined by how often on average you exhibit binging, purging, or purging behaviors. You may need further tests if you've had bulimia for a long period of time. These tests can check for complications that can include problems with your heart or other organs. Now, treatment focuses on not just on food and nutrition education, but also mental health and treatment. It requires development of a healthy view of the self and a healthy relationship with food. Treatment include antidepressants like Prozac, which also is the only antidepressant that is approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to treat bulimia. Psychotherapy, also called talk therapy, can include cognitive behavior therapy, family-based therapy, and interpersonal psychotherapy, dietitian support, and nutrition education, which means learning about healthy eating habits, forming a nutritious meal plan, and possibly a controlled weight loss program. Treatment for complications, which may include hospitalization for severe cases of bulimia. Successful treatment usually involves an antidepressant, psychotherapy, and a collaborative approach between you, your doctor, mental health care provider, and family and friends. Some eating disorder treatment facilities offer live-in or day treatment programs. Patients participating in live-in programs at treatment facilities receive around-the-clock support and care. Patients can also take classes, attend therapy, and eat nutritious meals. They may also practice gentle yoga to increase body awareness. Like I said before, bulimia can be life-threatening if it's left untreated or if treatment fails. Bulimia is both a physical and psychological condition and may be a lifelong challenge to control it. However, bulimia can be overcome with a successful treatment. The earlier bulimia is detected, the more effective treatment will be. Effective treatments focus on food, self-esteem, problem-solving, coping skills, and mental health. These treatments help patients maintain healthy behaviors in the long term. Like I said, this will be a 5-series podcast related to bulimia nervosa. Thank you so much for listening to my first podcast, and I hope you guys tune into the next one.